These days, it's hard to hear the words money and the economy without wincing. And startup? Forget about it. Mary Rose Madden of member station WYPR, though, found a pair of entrepreneurs building a business just outside Baltimore. Their secret? You just have to be willing to get a little dirt under those fingernails.
The advertising is quite simple. Standing roadside, a 6-foot post with slanted signs nailed to it reads,
"People in Genoan, please come and buy our worms here."
6-year-old Enzo Fiore and his brother, 4-year-old Otto, have become the fastest worm catchers in Brinklow, Maryland. They've made a business out of selling their worms for 10 cents apiece.
Lucky worms. And monster worms.
That's the name of their worm store. To help interview these budding businessmen standing barefoot in their front yard, my curious 9-year-old niece came along, Kaylee Anderson.
Why worms? Why are you selling worms?
Well, because Otto really liked worms. One day, he liked worms so much that he decided to put worms in his pants with ice.
Their mother, Erin, stands over the boys as they tell the story of how they got into the worm business. They giggle, but she cringes and squints at the memory. They were on the back porch one wet spring afternoon when Otto pulled down his pants and showed worms crawling all over his legs. She says at first, she was totally grossed out, but he charmed her.
He was like, "I just love my worms, Mom." And I said, "Well, we should have a worm store."
Otto's worm obsession was turning into his first money-making scheme. Pretty soon, every time it rained, the two brothers would grab their flashlights and start digging through the mud. My reporting assistant, Kaylee Anderson, had a few questions.
Where do you find the worms and how do you collect them?
By down our rope swing, we have a tree that has been knocked down from the lightning.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And there's a lot of worms by there.
Otto and Enzo point to their setup at the edge of the yard. A bin full of dirt holds their worms. And next to the bin, there's an old-fashioned metal box. For the money, of course. Kaylee.
How much money have you guys made so far?
$114.
That's the profit on 1,140 worms. Otto and Enzo squat down by their stock to demonstrate their worm-catching technique.
Like this, watch.
So you dig with your hand.
Yeah.
And then you pick up it. Like, so like.
You have to dig like this, watch. When there's really squirmy ones, you have to try and catch them fast.
Yeah, like fast. Like really fast.
Yeah.
Look! That one was just like super fast.
It also moved by itself.
For NPR News, I'm Mary Rose Madden.